There you go.
All right, and to the media, we are being joined by Brett Moffitt. If you have a question for Brett, please raise your hand. We'll get right into those questions for him. Bob Pockers, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, Brett, on the restart, you had there was contact from behind from Rhodes. Was that just a bad restart for you, or did you feel like he rammed you on purpose?
No, I mean, it's just out there on old tires. Longest run or most laps on a set of tires we had all night, and you stay out like a sitting duck, and yeah, it just is what it is. I don't know. I have nothing to say, really.
And did it sound like that you wanted to stay out when you guys were talking? Is that accurate?
I mean, I wanted some information on what it was looking like, and all they tell me is there's chatter, and then everybody comes down pit road, and there's not enough cars to block the new tires. So race strategy has been a downfall of us all year, for sure. We've thrown away multiple wins because of it, and it's frustrating to lose a championship because of it.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next one from Marty Zakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you very much there. Brett, just outside of the race, though, your paint scheme, what does it mean to honor a seven-time champion in Jimmy Johnson?
It's great. I mean, I'm just in a bad mood, but yeah, it was cool to honor Jimmy. I appreciate him allowing me to do it. But yeah, to me, he's the greatest of all time, and frustrating that we didn't put it where it belonged, and that was in victory lane and winning a championship.
Understand. Thank you for your time, man.
All right, we'll take one more here for Brett. Casey Campbell, go ahead.
Thanks, Marissa. Overall, what would you say this year is and your focus? Obviously, not what you wanted, but what can you take going into next year?
I don't even know what I'm doing next year, so that's that. But this year's been hell on and off the racetrack. I don't know. It's been a tough year in my personal life with everything that happened, and having a bad year on track certainly doesn't help that at all. So honestly, I'm just glad it's over at this point.
Thanks.
All right, Brett. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And to everybody, we are now joined by Grant Anfinger. We will take questions right away for Grant. So if you have one, please raise your hand. And let's kick things off with Sterling Price. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Grant, congrats on the good run tonight. Obviously, not ideal without the championship. But overall, how would you summarize this season with a career high in victories?
You know, up and down. Our ability to overcome obstacles and take advantage of the situation, feel like was really good this year. Overall speed at some of the places was down, but honestly the short tracks and stuff like that, it was way up. So overall just kind of a strange year, up and down year. Proud of our guys, man. Very, very disappointed with how tonight went. But man, just gonna try not to hang our head too low because it was overall a great year.
And what's your outlook focusing on for next season?
I, you know, plan on being back here unless Duke tells me not to. You know, Duke and Rhonda Thorson have been absolutely great to me. The guys at Champion Power Equipment have been awesome. So just a crazy year, strange year, and nothing's finalized. But I do hope to be back here at Thorson Racing.
Thanks, Grant. Enjoy the off season.
Yeah.
All right, into the media. We are now joined by Zane Smith as well. So I just want to give a quick reminder, if you have a question for either of the two, please make sure you initiate that conversation and then mute your mics so that we can focus on them. So Zane, thank you for joining us, and we will take our next questions from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, for Grant, did the traction compound come in at all? And we saw the Cup guys really put on a lot more dicing than it seemed like the truck guys were. Is that just a matter of horsepower?
Yeah, you know, it's a package here. I think last year, same situation, there had been no passing at all. This year, because the tires did fall off, you could pass if you were off sequence with somebody. But really, if you're on the same sequence, if you're a decent truck, once you get past that first couple corners, is really, really hard to pass. And that's just the motor package, the amount of downforce we have, I think. But the tire fall off was a big plus, I feel like. Overall, I feel like our truck was actually really good on the long run, but we struggled all night firing off.
And for Zane, was there anything you felt like you could have done differently on the last two laps, or do you feel like you did what you could do and just ran out of time?
I felt like I did everything I could there. I don't know what else I could have done differently.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, our next question will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Zane, two wins this year, second in points. Overall, would you say it was a successful rookie year?
Yeah, it was a good year. But man, it's like a disgusted feel to finish second in this deal, being that close. But luckily, I get to go do it all again next year. So hopefully, we're one spot better.
Okay, we'll take our next one from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
This is a question for Zane. Zane, on that last lap, it looked like you were making a real charge at Sheldon in one and two, and then it looked like you lost your momentum off of turn two. What exactly happened there, and was that ultimately the difference on that last lap?
I wasn't close enough to get to his bumper or try to make a pass going through the dog leg. So I cut it all the way and was just hoping for the front end to grab, but it just didn't.
All right. And we will take our next one from Sterling Price. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. This question is for Zane. Zane, overall, when you evaluate your rookie season, how would you say, what was your biggest area of growth from the beginning of this Truck Series season to the finale?
Maintaining my track position. I needed to do a better job at that tonight, but I felt like I tried holding on as long as I could. I just wasn't enough. We fought a handful of things, but still at the end, regardless, just came out one spot short.
Thanks, Zane. Congrats on the good season and enjoy the off season.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm actually, Grant, I have a question here for you from Jerry Jordan. Did you overdrive the final lap, or did someone hit you to put you in the wall going into turn one? Until that point, what did you think your chances were on that final restart?
I
had the wall by myself. I actually got a good restart there, coming to the green. Knew the way everything cycled out, I didn't know what kind of buffer we had behind us. I knew we had a little buffer, I was worried about the new tires, but honestly, I just focused on the 23 truck, beat him, going into turn one, on the first time by. I actually had a pretty good run. One of the trucks slid up in front of me, hurt our run a little bit. But then when the two truck passes in three and four come to the white flag, at that point, I just knew it was do or die. And I know it probably wouldn't stick, but I sailed it in there as hard as I could and just jumped the PJ1 and got the wall pretty good. Just a Hail Mary, because we got past second place, did us no good. So just a Hail Mary that wasn't ever going to work.
All right. And do we have any other questions for Grant, Marty, or Casey? Is your question for Grant or Zane?
Yeah, mine's for Grant.
Okay, go ahead.
Grant, I'm curious your thoughts on when the final caution came out, and if there wasn't all that chaos that happened on that final restart, did you think you had what it took to get by Moffitt and win it?
If nobody had taken tires, we went back and forth. Hensley wanted to come in. I wanted to stay out just because we had trouble firing off on new tires all night. My biggest hope was us to stay out, and about 10 trucks to stay out. That wasn't the case. That's where we got beat. So, I don't know if we could, we hopefully would have started in front of the two truck on that last restart if we'd taken tires, but I don't know. We just weren't great at firing off all night. So, that's one where we might second guess a little bit for a while, but overall just a bad ending to a great year.
Thank you. And congratulations to both of you on a great season.
Thanks.
All right. And Mark Crystal, you're next.
All right, this question is for Grant. How did you feel going into that corner when the 51 came up in front of you? Did you feel he was blocking, or was it just hard racing?
I thought he came up on me. You know, I was right to his right rear on the exit. I could have hooked him in the wall, but that wouldn't have done me any good either. You know, it was one of them. He's trying to win the race. I don't blame him at all, but I was right there. It was he was pushing the envelope. If I would have pushed the envelope, it would have wrecked him and me both. So at the end of the day, that didn't help us. I don't know if that necessarily lost the race. But if I could have kept it going through there, Creed would have, it would have been another 100 yards before Creed would have passed us. But I don't think we could have held him off.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any final questions for Grant or Zane before we let them go?
My question's for Zane.
Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Marissa. Hey, Zane, biggest thing you've learned this rookie season?
Not really just one thing. It's just a handful of things. It's been a lot of fun with the group I've had this year. Fortunately, I get to go do it all again next year. So, like I said, it's not one thing. I've learned a lot this year. It's been fun competing for wins, especially a championship, but it's just sickening to come up that short.
Thanks, Zane, and congrats, Zane, and congrats to you as well, Grant.
Thank you.
All right, to Grant and Zane, thank you both for taking the time to join us, and we will see you next season.
Thanks.
All righty, into the media here. All righty, into the media. We will be joined here by our champion, our championship crew chief, and our team owner. So just hang tight and we'll get started when we're joined next. Thank you.